Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said people who talk about things they can't afford often forget to include pride, envy, and malice. We're happy to have this privilege again of study from the Word of God. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, we return now to our study, and we've been talking about why we preach the Bible. Why is it that the Word of God is the very center and heart of everything that is said in our preaching? Well, we suggested, first of all, we preach the Bible because it is God's Word, and it is not the Word of man. We also pointed out the power that the gospel has on the hearts of men. You can take a man who has been a very wicked man, teach him the gospel, and turn his life around. You can take even good people and make better people of them by the preaching of the Word of God. And so it has great power on a person's heart. The psalmist David said in Psalms 19 and verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." I like to suggest another reason that we preach the Bible is the fact that the Bible gives to us the greatest standard of living that man has ever known anything about. Certainly there have been ideas and philosophies that men have come up with that have improved situations somewhat as far as their followers are concerned. But friends, there has never been anything that has so revolutionized the thinking of man as the Word of God. The Bible changes man's standard of living. One of the problems, it seems to me, that's very evident with atheism and infidelity is that atheism presents no standard of right and wrong. It simply suggests that a person has to make up his own standard, make up his own mind as to what he's to do and what he's not to do. As a result of that, we have people following that philosophy who live very wicked lives and do not do anything that is productive or helpful to people around about them. I'm suggesting that the only standard that is a standard that tells us something about right and wrong that we can go by is the Word of God. And if you want to elevate a people, you teach them the Bible. You teach them God's Word. Their standard of living raises because they treat each other in a different way. Think about this statement in Matthew 7 and verse 12. "All things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so unto them." Now think about that. We paraphrased it by saying, however you want to be treated, you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, the fact is, God a long time ago indicated to mankind that we ought to treat others like we want to be treated. We ought to treat others in a manner of respect. Wouldn't that be something if we could get the people who are warring today, fighting so viciously against each other in the Mideast, wouldn't it be something if we could get them to realize they need to treat others like they want to be treated? I don't care which side you're talking about. If that principle were used, it would be a different situation. Wouldn't it be true in regard to even some of the marital situations we have today? Sometimes we see husbands and wives fighting each other and expressing hatred for each other and doing some terrible things because of differences that they have had. What would happen if they'd treat their companion like they want to be treated? Be a different situation, wouldn't it? Boys and girls fighting each other, brothers and sisters. What if they just treated each other like they want to be treated? Well, make a difference, wouldn't it? The greatest standard of living that man has ever known anything about comes from the Bible. Notice particularly, and I like to go to this particular sermon because it's the greatest sermon that has ever been preached, and it touches every aspect of a faithful, godly living. Look at the great Sermon on the Mount. Take time to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. In three chapters, you have some of the greatest principles of living that the world has ever known anything about. Not the standards that were heretofore true, not even the standard that God had given under Moses' law. You'll find Jesus numerous times saying, "You've heard that it hath been said." Then he would quote something from the law of Moses. But Jesus said, "I say unto you." So here's a higher standard of conduct being given to mankind. Well, look at the great Sermon on the Mount. If you'll start with chapter 5 and you begin reading as Jesus begins teaching, he, first of all, teaches about what we commonly call the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers. Those are all terms that are used by Jesus, and he pronounces blessing upon those who will follow those principles of living. Aren't those great principles? Instead of being arrogant and haughty, to be poor in spirit. Instead of being the person who gets his own way all of the time, one who goes about meekly carrying out his responsibility. Instead of being one who is so corrupt and vain and full of bad thoughts, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus then taught a way that is not a way to be excused, but a way that will improve our lives. When Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart," he wasn't taking away from us things that are good. Sometimes people say, "Well, everything that is good or everything that I enjoy, if I become a Christian, I have to give it up." There isn't one thing that is good for you that you have to give up when you become a Christian. Now, I realize there are some things that you cannot do, but those aren't things that are good for you. Those are things that would destroy your life. Go through the list of Galatians 5, begin with verse 19, and read the list of the works of the flesh, things God said we can't do. And let me remind you, as you go through that list, the things God said you can't do, he said that because they're not good for you. Now, go down through the list and see if there's anything in that list that is something that is good for you and that God took away just arbitrarily, said, "You can't do this because I don't want you to do it." No, there isn't anything like that. The standard God gave is the highest possible standard. The Beatitudes are merely seven things that are mentioned that impress on our mind the importance of right conduct in regard to these things. And if we conduct ourselves properly, there's a blessing associated with it. And so the very outset of the great Sermon on the Mount is an outset that would help us to correct our attitudes and to get ourselves properly thinking about living our lives before God and man. We appreciate this opportunity of talking to you about the Word of God, and we do hope that you'll be listening again tomorrow when we continue. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.